And now taking a look at sports this morning here on KJN, starting off with high school basketball and a girls game you heard here on KJN last night. Saw Atlantic rally back late to get a victory over Denison Schleswig by a score of 45-44. And the Trojans found themselves down 3 points late after Denison hit a three-pointer from Sadie Peterson with about 30 seconds to go in the game. Atlantic had a good look on the other end from Erin Olson from the outside, but missed the shot. She tried to get the rebound, but ended up going off her leg out of bounds. So Atlantic faced a tough spot there with just around 20 seconds left in the game and down 3 points. They were able to get a steal and a quick bucket that got them back within one, and then also got a steal right after that to get the basketball back. Erin Olson went down the right side of the lane and got fouled, so she went to the free throw line with just around 10 seconds left to go in the contest. She was able to knock both of those free throws down to get her team the lead at 45-44. Denison Schleswig had a couple of chances late and a little bit of contact that they were let to play through, but the Trojans did what they needed to on defense to get the stop. And time ran out, and they got the victory as they come back to win that one in dramatic fashion, 45-44. And Coach Jewell said that his team made a lot of mistakes, but did enough to hang around.
We hung around and did enough to stay close. You know, they had a big three with 30-some seconds left. And, you know, to our girls' credit, we dug deep and we played until the end, and we got a win.
And once again, that's Atlantic head coach Kelly Jewell. His team is now 2-0 on the season, and he talked about the big effort of Erin Olson stepping up and hitting those big free throws.
Yeah, I think she would tell you she's not happy with how she played all night long, but she, the kind of player she is, she stepped up there with, you know, a few seconds left and made two very big free throws. So she didn't have her best night. She wasn't feeling the best, but that's the kind of girl she is. And in the crunch time, she made two big ones.
And now with those two victories behind them, Coach Jewell talked about what they'll do going forward.
Yeah, I think we get some rest tomorrow. You know, we've had two long nights. We're just going to try to keep building, keep ironing out our kinks. Right now, we're not focused on what other teams are doing against us. We're just focused on cleaning up some stuff ourselves.
So Atlantic goes to 2-0 on the young season. Other games from girls' hoops last night around the area. ADM beat Van Meter 55-42. Bedford over Stanton 68-42. It was Clarinda beating Lennox 62-21. Creston over Mount Air 64-40. Glenwood beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 64-17. I-35 was a 77-70 winner over Earlham. Kemper Catholic beats Carroll 69-23. Lamoni over Orient Maxburg 41-23. Lewis Central beat Sioux City North 47-22. Logan Magnolia was a 67-44 winner over Woodbine. Nottoway Valley was a 54-36 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Panorama beat Bondurant Farrar 49-34. And Red Oak beat Riverside 59-13. In college basketball last night, down in Kansas City, Maryland's size advantage smothered Iowa State as the Cyclones struggled on offense in a 72-63 loss in the championship of the CBE Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. ISU connected on just under 30% for the game, including 6 of 27 from three-point range and suffering its first loss of the season.
You know, we don't get outscored very often in the paint. I think only three times all last year, and they just, you know, they control it. They were much more poised today. It starts with me, you know, but we'll see what we're made of. You know, adversity hit us tonight, and see how we bounce back in practice on Thursday.
That's Iowa State head coach Fred Hoiberg, who says it was a disappointing effort overall.
I wish I had the answer for you right now, you know, as far as, you know, what I could tell you the exact point was, but it was A to Z tonight. I mean, it just, you know, we weren't getting bodies on them. Too many second-chance points, especially in that first half, and they set the tempo, and we didn't respond, and that's the bottom line.
Bryce Dijon-Jones led Iowa State with 17 points, and George Nyang was the only other Cyclone in double figures with 10 points.
So that's not us. That's not the way we play basketball. And again, I challenged each one of those guys in the locker room to, you know, look at themselves first. I'm certainly going to do that. You know, and then we'll regroup and get back together on Thursday.
The 13th-ranked Cyclones lose their first game of the season and fall to 3-1 on the year. Matt Bohannon scored 13 points and led a balanced attack, and Northern Iowa defeated Virginia Tech 73-54 in the Riviera Division of the Cancun Challenge on Tuesday. Seth Tuttle had 11 points, and Marvin Singleton and Nate Buss had 10 apiece for the Panthers, who were off to their best start in 14 years. Joey Van Zegeren had 15 points to lead Virginia Tech. Buss and Bohannon scored 10 points apiece in the first half as UNI shot 60% to take a 40-31 lead. Bohannon's three-pointer 4 minutes into the second half started a 12-0 run that put the Panthers up 57-35 as they'll continue on in there in that Cancun Challenge tournament. Also, last night, Jacob Invalid Jensen scored 10 points and hauled in 12 rebounds to lead Drake to its first win of the season, 73-60 over IUPUI on Tuesday night. Drake opened with a 9-2 spurt to capture a lead it never relinquished and then took control with a 13-2 run early in the second half that included a Chris Caird three-pointer, then was capped by Enville Jensen's layup that made it 47-27 with 16-12 left to play. The Iowa women outscored UNI 17-4 to start the second half and raced away to a 73-45 win in Iowa City. Allie Disterhoff led the Hawkeyes with 18 points.
You know, we had a 28-point victory, and that's good. And obviously, defensively, you know, we got a lot of defensive work because they ran the clock so long before they even looked for a shot. So, you know, we forced 22 turnovers. That was good. And like you said, held them to 31% shooting and 25% from three-point range. So it was a good defensive night for us.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes only led 26-21 at the half, but came out strong to start that second half. They're now 5-0 on the season. Jen Keitel and Stephanie Davison each had 13 to lead the Panthers, who fall to 1-2 on the year. Iowa and Nebraska came into the season hoping their Black Friday matchup would be for a division title, but instead it's now for a consolation prize. The Hawkeyes will host the Huskers, and the winner will finish third in the Big Ten West Division. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz hopes the atmosphere is close to last week's game against Wisconsin.
You know, last week's crowd was just unbelievable. You know, it was a great environment in Kinnick, and we sure do appreciate the support that we got Saturday. And we'll need it again. You know, we're playing a really talented football team in Nebraska. They're very dynamic, very athletic, and very skilled. So I'll try to finish up a good week of preparation, get ready for the ball game.
It's Iowa's last chance of the year to win a trophy-type game, having lost previously this season to Iowa State, Minnesota, and the Badgers. Like all coaches, Ferentz is a creature of habit, but he says he has learned to enjoy the Black Friday game, even though it makes for a shorter week of preparation.
I kind of like it, actually, yeah, on a couple fronts. At this time of year, you know, I think it's doable, realistically doable, whereas, you know, in the early part of the season, you need 9 days to get ready for a game, and they don't give you nine. So it's just that's how it feels, whereas later in the year, you know, if you're doing things efficiently, it probably forces you to be more efficient, and that's a good thing. The other part is, like, you know, you get to watch everybody sweat on Saturday when you're sitting there with your feet up, so that's not a bad deal.
And the game will feature two outstanding linemen in Iowa offensive tackle Brandon Scherff and Nebraska defensive end Randy Gregory. Ferentz says there may not be many head-to-head matchups, though, in the game. Iowa saw its division title hopes come to an end with a 26-24 loss to Wisconsin. Iowa's 7-4 and Nebraska's 8-3, and Coach Bo Pelini expects a hard-fought contest. Iowa opened up the offense in the second half against Wisconsin, but Pelini says it was not a huge change from what they had been doing. And he says the Hawkeyes have taken shots down the field all season long. We'll have that one for you on Friday, 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. And also in other scores for you from last night's action in the NBA, and it was Atlanta over Washington 106-102. Golden State beat Miami 114-97. Milwaukee over Detroit 98-86. Sacramento beat New Orleans 99-89. And Denver over Chicago 114-109. Top 25 college hoops, Kentucky beat Texas Arlington 92-44. Third-ranked Arizona was a 72-68 winner over Kansas State. A seventh-ranked Texas beat St. Francis of Pennsylvania 78-46. And Virginia, eighth-ranked team of the country, beat Tennessee State 79-36. It was 12th-ranked Villanova over 19th-ranked Michigan 60-55. And also in women's college basketball, second-ranked Notre Dame beat Quinnipiac 112-52, and 8th-ranked Duke beat Buffalo 88-54. Top 10 action there. That's a look at some of the latest sports for you here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.